Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 8th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We stand against revolution, but we support restoration, the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. All right, we've got so much to talk about, so little time to talk about it in. We were talking about a story last hour that we just haven't finished discussing, in my opinion. Where is Donald Trump? Sheriff Joe Arpaio asks. He points finger at, quote, Obama holdovers in the Trump DOJ. Now, Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com, brings this up, Kurt. Now, this is serious. This is serious business. Because I told you that we didn't drain the swamp enough, and now Joe Arpaio's forcing the truth. Will anybody listen to Joe, Kurt?
Well, I will. I don't know who else will, but, it's certainly, at least in my opinion, the king man versus the free man.
And I think Joe's not perfect, but look, this is wrong. He was trying to protect the border. The feds were so laxed on it. Donald swore up and down the border was one of his biggest issues. Building a wall, stopping the illegal immigration, stopping the drugs and the prostitution and the murderous flow of terrorists and ne'er-do-wells. Donald said it wasn't everybody, but the mainstream press just lied and acted like he hated the Mexicans and he's a racist and all this lie. Joe Arpaio standing up. Donald should be defending Joe at what's happened. There's a disconnect. The judge is an activist, belligerent judge. We put together the Freedom Coalition. Many people have joined us. Judge Napolitano, Ted Nugent. I mean, lots of people have joined us on this, Kurt, but Joe's missing in action. So I just emailed the president of the CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Richard Mack, and I said, hey, this story comes from Kurt and InfoWars over there. And, hey, do you think we can get a hold of Joe and see if he'll back us with his name and with money now? What do you think, Kurt? You think Joe's going to help us? He wants help. We're offering it. Are we really going to create a working relationship to accomplish this goal and get to the Donald, or is it just going to be deaf ears, as always? You know, when I get a hold of Ron Paul or Rand Paul on something that they want us to help them with, they simply don't pay attention. Think Joe will pay attention, Kurt?
Well, I sure hope he does, Sam. And one thing you can say, like Sheriff Mack said last, was it Friday when he was with us? How he basically said, hey, if you hadn't continued pinging on the turret or, you know, whatever his phrase was. In other words, working on the same issues and staying on it like a bulldog. He said basically things wouldn't have happened like they've happened.
That's right. We're going to keep banging on that turret, so, baby. We don't give up. We're just keep getting her done.
With that Ted Nugent deal and the all that other stuff. So
yeah, we're not giving up, Kurt.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
It's not how we roll, bro.
We're not doing it.
We're going to keep working on it. And I don't know how far we'll get. We'll just do the best we can. You know, the details are up to God and how many people join our numbers. I'll just do the best I can, and that's all I can be responsible for.
That's right.
All right, Kurt, you've heard the term bad penny, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I might have heard
that. Tell me the reference that usually comes up in. Because all pennies aren't good or bad. They're just items, right?
Yeah. Well, there are some that would be, maybe minted improperly, bent. Maybe something like that. Maybe that's what they're talking about there.
All right.
But, yeah.
But what usually is the reference for the bad penny?
I don't know.
Usually it's somebody turning up somewhere.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Like this person just won't go away. They keep turning up like a bad penny, right? You ever heard of that?
I remember that now.
All right. Well, thus it is for Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Amen to
HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, you just can't get rid of her, Kurt, and you think that she's going to be you know, around in some capacity, and you're just shocked every time. I guess the reality is that Hillary has gone religious, Kurt. Thomas Fitton, Daily Caller, writes the piece. Headline says, rebranded Hillary. Clinton sets her sights on the pulpit. She's going to become a preacher, Kurt.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah, she's looking to come become a, quote, spiritual leader after losing to President Donald Trump. That's according to reports from people with inside the Clinton circle. Clinton wants to preach, according to her pastor.
You know, now, I saw her pastor one guy, report
do you know who this guy's
said
name is?
She was, no.
Reverend Bill.
Not DeBlasio,
Shalady,
right?
I think is how you say it. Okay. Bill Shalady. Yeah.
Okay.
He has written a book about the former Secretary of State and her spiritual life, Kurt. I mean, she's got a spiritual life, Miss Hillary.
I'll bet she does.
Okay, during a promotional photo shoot. It's a year's worth of devotions. Now, she'd like spiritual leadership to be, quote, part of her career. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there you have it, Kurt. What do you think?
I did see one story a little while back, it was basically Hillary was rehiring her staff. You know, and like you say, the phrase, a bad penny keeps showing up, that would fit this instance once again. Just kind of wish she'd retire and go away.
Yeah, they're setting the stage that it's a fact, Kurt. This is a fact I want you to know. Hillary's a Christian.
Yeah.
And she's led by her spirituality, Kurt. It's been so for a long time. So this pastor wrote a book about Hillary, and Hillary got the chance to write the foreword to it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out soon. So, you know, you've seen it all. Right, Kurt? I mean, Hillary just will not go away. It's like a bad penny that I wouldn't even pay to tithing.
Yeah, good point.
Rebranded Hillary Clinton sets her sights on being a preacher. On the pulpit, if you will. She's going religious on us, Kurt. Now, is she allowed to be religious in the public square, Kurt?
Well, Hillary, you can if you're, you know, of the higher level class, Sam. Those of us on the lower level, then, you know, we have, there's different rules for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, while Clinton's getting religious, I mean, it's usually when people go to jail, Kurt, they do get religion. So maybe there's a...
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's some hope.
That's
what
they mean.
You know? Just hoping. Now, Jason, now that he's not in Congress, Kurt's taking off the gloves. Good old Jason up there.
Well, you know, he's spouting a few words of wisdom. And the headline reads from InfoWars, Chafis blasts DOJ, or the Department of Justice. It says, no more press conferences on leakers until you have some people in handcuffs. Subheadline, classified information seems to be flowing quite freely from Obama holdovers. You know, that would be the swamp monsters. Since Election Day, the Trump administration has been hit with an unprecedented number of intelligence leaks. That's not very smart. Huh? As classified information seems to be flowing quite freely from Obama holdovers occupying various government agencies and members of the intelligence community directly to various mainstream media outlets. I guess the story continues. At this point, one has to wonder why the Washington Post and the New York Times shouldn't just have an office set up inside the NSA with server access and the highest security clearance. Taxpayers might actually save some money if we didn't have to pay for our spies to sneak around Washington passing info to journalists. But some hope, they say, was offered last week by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, who, after months of doing basically nothing, finally announced the plan to crack down on leakers. What my question is, Sam, do you think it'll happen?
Are you kidding me? Pretty soon it'll be like Where's Waldo when it comes to the Donald, and nothing will happen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, while Hillary gets religious, we're asking where is the Donald? He's simply missing in action when he needs to defend innocence in prison. Now, Chapeth, that's Jason, former congressman of the state of Utah, now what, working for Fox for a decent check there, Kurt? Reneging on his responsibility as an elected official, denying us a quarter, 25% of our representation between now and the next election cycle. He supposedly blasts the DOJ, quote, no more press conferences on leakers until you have some people in handcuffs. Classified information seems to be flowing pretty freely from Obama holdovers. Now, I agree with all these Republicans saying there's Obama holdovers everywhere, and they're creating the problem. Joe Arpaio referred to it. Jason Chapeth now refers to it. We've referred to it. But it's just a classic example of where Donald's on vacation, not draining the swamp, Kurt. Right? Donald ain't draining no swamp, buddy. Who are all these Obama holdovers? Why didn't they get fired right on the spot? Why didn't Donald come in day one and say, all you Barack holdovers, you're out on your ear. Bye. Why didn't he just send them packing, Kurt? That's what he said he was going to do.
It's a great question, Sam. Jason Chaffetz I don't think that he'll want to do no more of these press conferences because he's in the press.
Good point.
Imagine if there was no press conference.
He didn't speak out so boldly until he got out of the government service, though, did he there, Kurt? I didn't hear a bold statement like that at once.
True. But he was speaking at a press conference as well.
So Jason's not going to do any more press conferences, or Donald isn't, or the administration shouldn't, or what?
When you get those cameras, those guys love to be on them, Sam, and that's just, you know, part of the press world, I think, you know.
So what does it all mean? It means Jason won't do any more press conferences? What does it mean, the administration shouldn't? What's he saying?
You know, at least in my opinion, it's just bold talk.
Yeah, but what is the what's he even saying?
But no real action.
Is he saying that the government shouldn't do any more press conferences, or that he won't do any? What's he even saying?
Well, or that, you know, he and the press wouldn't show up. But I just don't.
Well, I would be delighted if he didn't show up.
That's going to be the case. Yeah, but do you think he'll not do it?
Of course not. It's
there.
All lies. I don't think. I'd love for Donald for Jason just to go home. He's part of the swamp, Kurt, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I mean, look, let's be honest. Is Jason Chaffetz, or whatever you call this guy, is he part
Jason
of the.
Jason Chaffetz.
Yeah, there's a TZ.
F's and an ETZ. So it's Jason Chaffetz, you know.
Is that guy
part of
the swamp?
Good point.
I want to know, is he?
Well, I think
we're from the state of Utah. We're supposed to advise the Donald.
Monster.
And so would we recommend that our, you know, representative, if you will, is part of the swamp and he should be let go or somehow droned out of office? Now, he already quit, thank the heavens. I'm grateful for it. But I submit to you that Jason's part of the swamp. You want to know where I learned he was part of the swamp, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to a very special breakfast that very few people get to go to, it's an invitation-only breakfast. It's a bunch of freedom folks in the state of Utah.
Yeah.
And we went to that breakfast where there's nothing but time on our hands. Jason got to speak. I had hoped Jason would stay around afterwards long enough to get a radio interview set up. Now, I've interviewed some of the biggest people in the world many times, Kurt. I mean, the Trump sons, both of them. Stephen Miller, who's well-known in the campaign for the Donald right now. Governor Gary Herbert. The Attorney General for the state of Utah. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Congressmen and senators left and right, including Mike Lee and others. All right. And I hope to get a radio interview with Jason Chaffetz. But the guy disappeared the second his speech was over. He didn't want anything to do with any of us, Kurt.
Good point.
Now, you could say, oh, Sam, he just had some engagements. Time is pressing for the elite leader. Fine. How about when I've followed up and literally got on a plane and flown to Washington and go into his office to set up a radio interview, Kurt? Would that maybe warrant a little more attention? Maybe I'm not worthy of the attention. Maybe I'm a nobody, but I do the biggest nationally syndicated radio broadcast from the state of Utah, Kurt. And he is my congressman. Well, he was my congressman before he bailed on me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you think that I'm at least, you know, I mean, I'm at a special breakfast with him, an invitation only. I literally fly to Washington, D.C., get on a plane, go into his office. I literally ask, and he doesn't have any time to even be interviewed with me, Kurt. Now, I'm not important, but I'm one of the biggest nationally syndicated shows from the state of Utah, if not the biggest. I don't know of any other syndicated shows that are bigger than ours, do you?
No.
Now, if one exists, maybe there is, but we're one of the biggest for sure. And even if there is a bigger one, would Jason be their congressman like he was mine? So, I mean, every way you look at this, he wouldn't even pay attention to me, Kurt, at all. I couldn't get him on the radio if I tried. Because I did try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he's out. Now he works at Fox, and he's literally attacking the Trump holdovers. Why do I call them Trump holdovers, not Barack holdovers, like everybody else is saying? Because they're not Barack holdovers. Barack's gone. Don't they work for Trump, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
So are they Trump holdovers or Barack holdovers?
Good point.
As long as Trump keeps them, they're Trump holdovers. Now, if Trump gets rid of them, they wouldn't be holdovers anymore. But they're not Barack's holdovers, are they, Kurt?
Not that I can see, Sam.
See, but that's how you wordsmith it. To blame it on the last administration and the Republican-Democrat divide and not take any responsibility or create any accountability or make any real change. That's how you lie about draining the swamp. You just play the blame game and don't get anything done. Super psychotic rhetoric, but no backing with reality. See, they're Trump holdovers as long as Trump holds on to them. See, Donald needs to drain the swamp, Kurt. He should have fired those suckers day one. But good point. Now it's coming back to haunt him. Or maybe he likes it that way. I don't know. Good old Jason Chaffetz. The guy's a nutcase, Kurt.
Yeah.
Why do you think he reneged on the people and bailed? So we don't even have representation right now. Do you realize I don't even have a congressman, Kurt? What's the word?
Well,
that
did you have a congressman before?
Well, he was one, supposedly.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, did you feel represented?
Absolutely not. But is it better to have one that doesn't represent you or not even have one?
Good question. At least you aren't confused about the idea that you might have representation, right?
Yeah. I don't know what to think about it, Kurt, exactly. But I'm just saying, this is disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The Donald Trump administration is turning out to be disaster. Well, we should be shutting down the education department, but we're not. What we're doing is letting psychotic professors have their way, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right.
What's this
guy?
University of Georgia professor?
Yep. You know, it seemed like I would have done a lot better in school now, Sam. But now, down there at University of Georgia, they've got a new stress reduction policy. This will allow students to select their own grades if they feel unduly stressed by the ones they earned.
I'm feeling unduly stressed for sure right now. Just about this whole idea. Where's Betsy DeVos and the Donald to say, have you lost your mind?
Yeah, they say similarly, students who feel stressed by group dynamics, they're allowed to walk away from their groups without explanation.
So, Kurt, that means we got to walk away from Congress without explanation, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, or like imagine if you're in class and you're feeling a little stressed, you're just out of there, you know. No explanation because you just feel a little stressed about it, you know. I guess they say the professor acknowledges that this policy might hinder the development of group skills and mastery of class material, but he says this is each student's own responsibility. I thought this was interesting, Sam. When you get into more detail of the story, it says, let's see. Here's how it works. All tests and exams will be open book and open notes, including the use of material on your laptop. So can you email your
Kurt,
buddies?
Well, Kurt, if you can't read, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's
true. An open book test.
Second one says all tests and exams will be designed to be completed in half the allotted time by the majority of students. Just making it a little easier to get this done. All tests and exams will be designed to assess low-level mastery of the course material. It's always better to get the lowest level of mastery. The guy that graduates 10,000th in his class as a doctor, what do they call him, Sam?
I don't know. Oh, doctors, yeah.
That's what they
call. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. You got strange brew coming up. Donald's proven right once again, but nothing will be done about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In a video featuring a former Venezuelan National Guard officer standing in front of a group of about 20 armed men, there is an open call made by them for all-out rebellion against the socialist government of Maduro. This follows the election of the so-called Constituent Assembly, a group of people hand-picked by the dictator to change the constitution of that once successful country. When President Trump ran for president, he promised to drain the swamp in Washington. He was obviously not aware of how deep the swamp is. Entrenched bureaucrats in federal agencies who are holdover from previous administrations may be actively trying to undermine the president's agenda. Some of them are just openly critical of the president. Others violate their oath of office and federal law by leaking information. Some of the information is classified and can threaten national security. They're being aided in their efforts by some in the Senate who are trying to delay votes on new appointees to take office in the Trump administration. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, 11 California counties are in the news, Kurt. Joe Wilson with the details.
Good point, Sam. LibertyNewsDaily.com's got the piece. You know, and there's a number of other sources for it, but the... the story goes that our buddies there at Judicial Watch, they have what's called the Election Integrity Project, and they found that, I would say so far they found, and they're probably still looking, but they've got 11 California counties with more registered voters on the rolls than those who actually live in the county. They say L.A. County's error rate.
Now, Kurt,
is
I want you to
understand
this is not vote fraud. This is just a voter irregularity happening here.
Well, that's right. And, of course, this wouldn't be one other reason why Hillary could get, a majority of the popular vote. I mean, this wouldn't help her at that. Judicial Watch sent, by the way, they said the L.A. County's error rate is estimated to around 144%. Judicial Watch sent a letter to California Secretary of State Alex Padilla asking him to clean up California's rolls or risk litigation. Quote, allowing the names of ineligible voters to remain on the voting rolls harms the integrity of the electoral process and undermines voter confidence in the legitimacy of elections, end quote. They go on to say, as the top election official in California, it's your responsibility under federal law to coordinate California's statewide effort to conduct a program that reasonably ensures the lists of eligible voters are accurate. By the way, Judicial Watch gave 14 days to respond and 90 days to correct the voter rolls.
You expect accountability to happen, Kurt? I think this goofball in California will just ignore Judicial Watch and then the courts will do nothing about it.
Well, that's the way I'd see it, but I sure hope something comes of it, and hats off to our buddies there at Judicial
Amen.
Watch.
And I hope there's accountability there, because this is problematic, but this just points to the fact that Donald's right on the vote fraud stuff for sure. Now, Kurt, everybody's lawsuit happy, and you're kind of nobody unless you've been sued lately. Have you been sued recently?
At least I'm glad to be a nobody, Sam.
Oh, good. Here's the deal. Even the Republicans, the GOP, is getting sued for failure to overturn Obamacare, Kurt. Now, would you like to be part of that lawsuit?
I saw that. Well, maybe. Do you think that would get them to do something, Sam?
No.
Okay. Well,
look, let's say that they got sued and it were to create a meltdown in government. All they'd do is they'd just claim the moral high ground that even though there was egregious activity occurring, can't help it because the integrity of the system is so important that it's kind of like too big to fail or something like that. And this is going to go nowhere, Kurt. Remember, the states sued the federal government over the Obamacare thing, too. How'd that go for them? You haven't heard anything about it, have you?
Oh, well, not that I've seen.
What happened with all that?
The lawyers and the judges made
Yeah,
money.
In fact, what happened is Barack basically, kind of sued back or said back, look, we're going to create these unfunded mandates or these unconstitutional, illegal fundings of subsidizing and everything. And then people sued about that, and then now the judge just said, well, they can do it, and Barack said he's doing it, and now Trump was going to overturn it, but he hasn't, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
So what gives with all that? So I don't expect these lawsuits to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody getting tossed in the clink anywhere, Kurt, except for good American patriots. The innocents are in prison. That's free-flowing.
TheFreedomCoalition.com.
Yeah, they're highlighting some of it. Click on the news section. Watch the video between Sheriff Richard Mack and Ted Nugent. Incredible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not only are they suing for failure to overturn Obamacare in the United States, but in Canada, they say free health care in Canada is a myth. All the liberalist of senators have doubled down telling you how awesome the free health care is in Canada and saying that we need to move to a single-payer health care system in America. But it's all a big old lie, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Now, I got a question. Are those guys going to jail for peddling fake news, do you think?
Not that I can see.
No. All right. See, what good do all these stories do if we blow the whistle on all these issues and nothing ever happens, Kurt? The elites are just above the law. You and I, no matter how frustrated we get, no matter how much we expose and focus on it, can't create any accountability. The good guys that try to defend the border and stop illegal activity like Joe Arpaio are literally facing jail while the criminals run around free, peddle drugs, sex, abuse, violence, etc. Right?
Great point, Sam.
All right. Well, while that's going on, the Pentagon planning more war games, Kurt. They're going to ratchet up the war rhetoric and the war games. You think that's going to help us with our international relationships for the Donald?
Oh, yeah. Everybody will be happy about that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, do war games include rape and torture, Kurt?
It seems like the new days of war games do, don't they, Sam?
I don't know. They want it to be as real as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of crazy, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we talked about this story, but Kurt wants to bring this one up again. Sleeping less than 6 hours a night, Kurt.
Well, this is, across the pond again, and I don't remember talking about the 6 hours thing, but, at least it brings up this idea of, rest being important. And, we want to offer to our audience solutions. We try to do it in whatever way possible. But in this piece, they say sleeping less than 6 hours a night is as bad as binge drinking.
And now, remember, severely I brought this up to you before and brain. I said, hey, is sleeping really, lack of sleep really as bad as binge drinking? And you said, no, of course not. Remember this?
Maybe I hadn't had enough sleep, and so I kind of forgot.
Well, Kurt's kind of like a binge drinker, brain damage going on.
That's right. They say sleep deprivation raises risk of obesity, depression, heart attacks, and strokes. The most worrying consequences are rooted in the brain. Research suggests sleep deprivation is linked with acute cognitive impairment, researchers found driving while sleepy deprived could be, while sleep deprived could be as dangerous as driving when drunk. Well, it's dangerous because you crash either way. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is get the rest you need. And we also would recommend against the drinking as well. Those are both things that would be harmful.
But, Kurt, can I be blunt about this? Who's paying for such a psychotic study?
There's no fair for you to get drunk. Blunt.
I don't want to fund a study that says, being super tired is as bad as being, severly drunk. Okay,
what do you mean, Sam? You're not for research?
Not this kind, no. It's stuck on stupid. I could tell you in 5 seconds. Look, being super sleepy is not as bad as being super drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But neither of them are good to do while you're driving. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah,
we don't need a study.
Your tax dollars at work, Sam, this will help you understand things. And they're all out to protect you,
Kurt, they say sleep in less than 6 hours a night. So, if I sleep two, is it worse than three and worse than four and worse than five?
Yeah, that'll be the next.
You can't
study.
Say yes without a study,
what I mean? Less than six. So that means if you sleep 6 hours and 1 minute, you're good, right?
There you go. Absolutely. See, and if you sleep an hour a night, it's not really
hours and 59 minutes. No. So there's this magical spot where you just
see. And I don't believe any of that. I believe the more sleep you get within reason, not without oversleeping, obviously, the better off you'll be. And the less sleep you get, the worse your impairment will be. But I'm not so sure that it relates to alcohol at all.
New information for these researchers. Okay, let's say you got two guys. One guy sits around and plays video games. The other guy works hard. Maybe he's digging trenches, doing manual labor, 10 hours a day.
Why are you making fun of a dude named Manuel? Because he has to work hard.
That's right.
What are you, some kind of a racist?
Which one would need more rest, Sam?
Well,
and they're going to need to do a study on this,
They both need rest because one would need more mental rest and abuse rest and electronic hostility rest. The other guy would need hard work rest. I personally believe the hard worker guy is a little more clean living and he'll be better off and his rest will be more applicable to him.
Good point. Yeah, that'll be the new study.
I almost think the ditch digger might need less rest because he'll be healthier.
Yeah.
But, see, I don't know. They got to do a
study.
He'll
sleep a little more soundly.
Now, Kurt just gave him the ability to write up a whole new grant request and anything else. It'll all be Kurt's fault.
A new government grant for more studies.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt telling you, get good sleep and don't drink, okay? That's the solution, huh?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Alexa, can you make a phone call? Which device or contact do I want to call? I have no idea. I just want to call the cops. Oh, she couldn't find a contact to call the cops, Kurt.
Well, yeah, good point.
Now, what if you say to Google, call the police? They say, I can't make calls yet. What if you say to Alexa, hey, dial 911?
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't happen either, Kurt.
Yeah.
And you want to know, do you know about all this, Kurt? You know about this crazy situation?
No.
All right. Well, Amazon said that Alexa can't make emergency phone calls. You want to know why?
Because they can't tell where it's coming from?
No, they can do that, Kurt. They know exactly where it's coming from, buddy. They can track you right down to the room you're in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why, Kurt?
I don't know. Probably a sanctuary city thing. I don't know. What
no,
is it?
Come on. You should know why, Kurt.
Let's see. Alexa doesn't want to do that?
No, Alexa would be glad to
She's
do it.
She's busy.
If she could, Kurt. But there's a reason she can't.
And that is?
The government won't let them.
There you go.
Really? The Amazon Echo connected speaker isn't set up to make emergency calls because of regulatory rules that insist that devices have the ability to receive incoming calls.
Okay.
So, buddy, where's Donald to get rid of all these regulations?
And it couldn't receive an incoming call, so therefore it can't do an outgoing.
Well, it can, but right? It won't. Because it's illegal, yeah. Kurt. It's against regulations. Now, you don't want Alexa to break the law, do you, Kurt?
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly not.
Yeah.
I mean, she's your administrative assistant.
Feels like all these people are getting less than 6 hours a night of sleep because they're all stuck on stupid. They're brain dead, every one of them. How do we fix this? Can't Congress just say we allow these devices to at least call for safety purposes?
Maybe we need a little more.
Hey, Alexa, stop. I got to tell her to stop
regulation.
Quit saying her name. Yeah. But it's not set up to make these calls, Kurt. They say Alexa to the rescue, maybe quite soon, but not quite yet, writes USA Today. And then they go into this big old long article that tells you that the Amazon Echo connected speaker isn't set up to make emergency phone calls because of regulatory rules that insist that devices must be able to receive incoming calls. So there you go. What do you think of this, Kurt?
Well, Alexa's pretty amazing, huh? Just like Siri, she's already.
Well, I'm going to do this.
Job unless she's done.
Alexa, can you play Liberty News Radio from TuneIn?
And she'll say, oh, of course.
It's playing right now, Kurt.
Pretty amazing, huh? Mm-hmm.
Kurt's not talking, so now it went silent.
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to talk?
Well, I was going to turn up the Alexa while Kurt talked so people could hear it, but then Kurt went silent, and then I had to come back, so I couldn't.
Well, I was
back.
Trying to
hey,
listen
Alexa, stop.
To Alexa. Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, so I stopped her now because she's just getting all out of control. But all I'm telling you is that's all it takes to listen to the radio with a $50
device
Echo Dot device.
Yeah.
Becomes a powerful
Do you say
radio.
Echo twice?
What do you mean?
You know, shouldn't they have called it an echo? Because, you know, if it's an echo.
No, could that just get confusing?
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Because I got a question. Sorry. If you said echo twice and then it echoed it twice, would it ever stop?
Good point.
Echo repeat.
Echo.
But all I'm telling you is a pretty neat devices. They can tell you the weather. They can read you the news. They can answer all kinds of questions about things. And they can play the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it doesn't get cheaper, faster, better than that, really.
Good point.
Of course, if you needed a call in, for an emergency, can't get that done because she can't, well, receive incoming calls, Kurt.
That's right.
But she can make outgoing calls, no problem. Well, except for the ones that are illegal. She won't make those. See, right. Where's the Donald to get rid of that regulation? It seems like you just wake up with a stroke of a pen and say, due to national emergency, we're going to get rid of this bogus requirement from some, you know, ignorant folks in Congress that set this idea up in the first place. Where this is gone. Or you could get a single-issue bill and put it through Congress. We, you know, modern devices do not need to make or receive phone calls to be able to make legitimate emergency phone calls. Vote up or down, we're in. I mean, how many congressmen and senators have voted against that one, Kurt? See, Donald could get some political capital out of that. He could start attacking the senators that voted against common sense, creating a national emergency crisis in America. But see, they don't think about this, Kurt. They're not creative enough. They don't have the... I don't know what it is. Donald's too busy on vacation than attacking Scarborough's woman.
I didn't see that. Who's Scarborough?
Joe Scarborough's this morning Joe guy.
Oh, okay.
And his wife or woman or lover or I don't know what the heck she is, girlfriend, whatever, is named Brzezinski, I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just attacking her while he could be, you know, helping us solve the stupidity with regards to emergency phone calls by these devices.
Oh, yeah. I thought that attack was over.
Well, it depends on how you define over, Kurt. It could resurface at any moment, my friend.
Good point. It looks like, according to Liberty News Daily, Sam, they got a new holiday in Illinois.
Say again?
Yeah, apparently, according to Liberty News Daily, they have a new holiday in Illinois. It's the 4th of August. They're working on it. By the way, Illinois is bankrupt, but they're working on calling the 4th of August a special holiday in Illinois. Do you know why?
I don't know. It'd be kind of like the 24th in Utah or something, huh?
In this case, it's, because Barack Hussein Obama was born on the 4th of August, they say. And, they want to commemorate that day. And by the way, he was the 44th president born on the 4th of August, they say. Of course, the Senate bill is number 55. So they should have changed that to call it the Senate bill, something with a 4 in it. But anyway, the bill says, Barack Obama Day will be a legal state holiday. It failed earlier, which is the good news. While praising the idea of commemorating the America's dear leader, Governor Rauner said, "I don't think it should be a formal holiday with paid forced time off, but I think it should be a day of acknowledgement and celebration. Mindful of the admonition in the Soviet era to not be found clapping too softly for Comrade Stalin, several legislators abstained from voting. No votes were recorded against the legislation." There you go.
Wow.
Sam. Yeah.
What do you think about it, Kurt?
The 4th of August. Man, makes me want to certainly not move to Illinois. anyway, we pray for the folks from Illinois there. Good point.
Well?
On this lawsuit thing that you brought up about failure to overturn Obamacare, the guy, I guess his name Bob Hegman, you brought him up, and I was just going to ask you.
You're just talking about this guy that sued the Obama or sued the Trump administration, right?
Yeah, it says he's a big donor to the Republican Party, and he's suing the GOP for fraud after the legislators failed to pass an Obamacare repeal. Suing for fraud and racketeering, and he wants his political donations to be refunded. Imagine if he did a class action lawsuit, you know. In the suit, he argues that GOP raised the, you know, grand old party, or the Republicans, raised millions of dollars in campaign funds promising to repeal Obamacare, but knew full well that they would be unable to do so. They say the National Grand Old Party raised $735 million in large part because it promised to repeal Obamacare. Morton Blackwell and Cynthia Dunbar, two of the defendants in the case, called the suit a frivolous nuisance suit that should be thrown out of court by any judge. Even if the suit is thrown out of court, it makes the point that voters are angry. Republicans utterly failed to deliver on their promises. Too few conservatives are willing to invest their time, talent, and money and personally participate inside the Republican Party. That's what this Blackwell, Morton Blackwell, said.
I think he's right. He's not even black, is he, Kurt?
I don't know. I have to look at his picture. A Republican majority will mean a conservative majority if and when a sufficient number of conservatives figure out why the success of their principles depends on their personal involvement in local, state, and national Republican Party committees and in party nomination contests. It's kind of like you say, Sam, all the time. They're typically a little bit too busy in their business entities. They don't really want to be involved in things like politics. So it's hurtful to their business entities.
Amen to that. Well, Maxine Waters is a racist. Do you know who she is, Kurt?
I know she's a congresswoman.
Well, I guess she was asked if they were going to have a black party, and she said, well, it's not time for it yet. And then they said, well, wouldn't you rule out a party based on race? Wouldn't you rule out a black party? And Maxine Waters would not rule out a black party.
Surprise.
Amber Rathe wrote the article. So she's all for a black party, Kurt.
Amazing.
Would you be for a black party? They got a NAACP. That's fine.
Well, I mean, we would be for anybody wanting to associate in any way possible, but we wouldn't really. We recommend Americans just have no parties.
Well, but by the way, if they want to create a party, a private organization based on their blackness, and they have a group, and I support their right to do so as long as they allow the right for everybody else to do the same should they so choose. I would reject that and not be part of any of them. This nation shall endure.